We're heading into high season for valley fever. Health officials say they tend to see the most cases in late October through December. And research is continuing into treatments as well as better ways for doctors to diagnose it. With me for an update is Dr. John Galgiani, director of the Valley Fever Center for Excellence at the University of Arizona. And John, where are we right now as far as both diagnostics and treatment?
Well, we have lots of tools, and in fact, getting doctors to use those tools better is actually the most immediate way we could improve health for people in Arizona with this disease, valley fever. But in addition to that, there's room for improvement in diagnostics, drugs to treat this disease, and ultimately we'd love to prevent the whole thing entirely with a vaccine. And there's initiatives all along that route.
How far do you think we might be from having a vaccine?
Well, we have a vaccine candidate, and it makes a lot of sense because many people, actually most people, get over this disease even if you don't treat it eventually. And so we believe the immune system controls this. And so if we could stimulate the immune system with a vaccine, we might be able to prevent the disease entirely. The problem has been, really, the vaccines to date have been too expensive to make.
You mentioned some of the challenges with diagnostics, and I'm curious how big of a deal it is to get physicians, especially primary care physicians, to be able to consider this, to look for, to know what to look for.
Right. It's a very, frankly, a big problem, even here in Arizona, where this disease, if you develop pneumonia, it's one chance out of three. It's caused by the fungus, not a bacteria, this fungus that causes valley fever. But many of the physicians, a majority in fact, didn't actually train or get their medical education in Arizona or in areas where this infection isn't common. So they're practicing here where it's a very common problem, and they never really learned about what where they trained was a very uncommon problem. And we need to keep continually upgrading their thinking about this, because if you don't order the right tests, you're not going to make the diagnosis. It's a laboratory-defined diagnosis.
For the last few years, there has been something called the Congressional Valley Fever Task Force since 2013. What kind of impact has that had, if any?
Well, the task force, you're right, was founded by Kevin McCarthy from the Bakersfield area in California, a very important area for valley fever, and David Schweikert co-chair this. I think it's actually had significant impact. They convened a conference 3 years ago, and at that time it was agreed to have a randomized clinical trial in valley fever. That study, which is funded in the several millions of dollars, is now underway. They also, I think, have been able to get requests for applications for research grants to actually specify valley fever as one of their target and priority diseases. And that one, for example, was an application that we submitted just 3 weeks ago to try to help this vaccine get moved forward.
Is this a matter of, do you think, raising more awareness? I mean, are there other resources that come from having this task force in existence?
I think awareness is the starting point. It's good to be aware at several levels, one of which is if the general public understands the importance of this disease and that it exists in our part of the world here in Phoenix and southern Arizona, they're more likely to get an accurate diagnosis, and there's state public health data to support that. So general awareness is very good, but more than that, I think, for moving the needle towards better therapies and new vaccines, I think if everyone understands this is an important and economically important disease to address, that funds, perhaps also funds in the private sector, become more likely to be found to move the drugs and vaccines forward.
Dr. John Galgiani is director of the Valley Fever Center for Excellence at the University of Arizona. John, thanks a lot.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.